Welcome in. Today we're doing a super classic drum and bass move in Ableton Live, reversing little snare ghosts to create momentum. This is one of those tricks that sounds almost like the beat is being pulled forward, like a tiny suction right before the snare hits. And at 174 BPM, that kind of micro movement is everything. It's basically a mini riser but per snare. Subtle, fast, and really effective. By the end, you'll have a simple two-step DNB beat, reversed snare ghosts that lead into the main snares, and a quick processing chain so the whole thing feels intentional, not messy. Alright, let's set up. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere in the 170 to 178 range is fine, but let's live in 174 for the classic feel. Create a MIDI track and drop a drum rack onto it. Now load a kick onto C1 and a snare onto D1. Pick a snare that already feels like drum and bass. Bright crack, clean transient, not too floppy. If you're using Ableton's stock library, just search snare and grab something punchy. Now let's program a basic groove first, because the reverse trick works best when the main snare is already doing its job. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip on the drum rack. Use a 16th note grid. Put your kick on beat 1. So 1.1.1. Add another kick on 1.3.1. That's your classic two-step foundation. If you want a tiny bit of roll, you can add an extra ghost kick around 1.4.3, but keep it optional. Now put your snares on 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. That's the classic. Snare on 2 and 4. Loop that bar and just listen for a second. The goal is simple, solid, and stable. Now we're going to make the reversed snare ghost. We'll start with the easiest beginner method, audio. The big benefit is you can see the waveform, which makes timing way easier. First, duplicate your snare sample onto an audio track. You can do this a couple ways. You can drag the snare sample from the browser straight onto an audio track. Or if your snare is already inside the drum rack and you want that exact one, you can grab it from the pan simpler or from your browser history. Either way, hit that snare onto an audio track as a clip. Click the audio clip. In clip view, turn warp off. For one shots, you usually want warp off so you're not time stretching and smearing the transient. Now right click the clip and choose reverse. Listen to it. You should hear that SHHHHWP kind of sound, where it builds up into what used to be the transient. That's the energy we're stealing. But here's the key. We don't want a full reversed snare. We want the lead-in only. Think pre-echo, not extra snare. If you notice it as a separate drum hit, it's usually too long, too loud, or too bright. So let's trim it into a ghost. In the clip, shorten it so you're mostly keeping the rising portion. A great starting point is somewhere between a 16th note and an 8th note in length. In real time at 174 BPM, that might be roughly 80 to 200 milliseconds depending on the snare. Shorter feels tighter and more rolling. Longer is more obvious and can sound like a mini sweep. Now add quick fades to avoid clicks. Turn on fades in the clip and give it a tiny fade in and fade out. We're not trying to hear a fade effect, we just want it clean. And then turn it down. Ah. Start with the reversed ghost sitting maybe 12 to 20 dB quieter than your main snare. That sounds extreme, but it's right for this. The best version is the one you feel more than you hear. Now the placement. This is where the magic actually happens. We want the reversed ghost to land right before the snare. Classic placements that work immediately are a 16th before the snare for a tight roll, an 8th before the snare for a more obvious pull, and even a 32nd before the snare if you want it super subtle and clean. Let's do the most common one first. Place it a 16th note before the snare at 1.2.1. Here's the pro timing move. Don't just drop it on the grid and call it done. Zoom in. Your goal is to align the end of the reversed ghost so it resolves exactly on the snare transient. The reverse should arrive right as the snare hits. If it ends after the snare, you'll get a flaming, messy feel. If it ends too early, it won't create the pull. So align the end of the reverse clip right on 1.2.1, where the snare hits. Now duplicate that reverse ghost and do the same thing leading into the snare at 1.4.1. Loop the bar and listen. Mute and unmute the reverse track a few times. When it's working, the beat feels like it leans forward, like it's rolling harder, even though the kick and snare pattern didn't change. If, when you turn it on, the snare suddenly feels smaller or less punchy, that's a huge clue. Your reverse is masking the snare transient. Don't solve that by turning the snare up. Instead, shorten the reverse, lower it, or EQ it so it stops fighting the crack region. Now let's do a simple stock Ableton processing chain to glue it in. On the reversed ghost audio track, add EQ 8 first. High pass it somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz. Reversed snares can bring a low mid woof that just does not help DNB drums. Get rid of that rumble. If you notice it fighting your snares attack, try a gentle dip somewhere in the 2 to 5 kHz range. That's often where the snare crack lives, and we want the reverse to support the moment, not compete with it. Next, add utility. This is a sneaky pro move. Reduce the stereo width. Something like 0 to 50% is a good range. Mono compatibility is your friend here. Wide reverse plus fast drums can smear the groove and make it feel less tight. Keeping the reverse mostly centered often makes the whole beat sound more finished. Also use utility gain as your main level knob. This makes it easy to automate later. Optional. Add a saturator. Keep it subtle. Soft sign or analog clip. 1 to 4 dB of drive. The reason isn't to make it distorted. It's to make that motion more audible on smaller speakers without needing to turn it up too much. Optional. A tiny reverb. If your main snare is a little roomy, a small room or ambience with a short decay, like 0.3 to 0.8 seconds, and a low dry slash wet, like 5 to 12%, can help it blend. But if your main snare is super dry and punchy, keep the reverse dry too. DNB is fast. Too much space turns into blur. Now let's make it groove, not just sit on the grid. Try nudging the reverse ghost a tiny bit, like 1 to 5 milliseconds earlier if it feels late, or a little later if it feels like it's rushing. This is one of those moments where you trust your ear over the grid and vary the level slightly across bars. For example, in bar 1, keep the reverse quieter. In bar 2, bump it just a touch louder. That little call and response energy makes your loop feel alive without adding more drums. Now, quick coaching note about sample choice. Not every snare reverses nicely. If your snare has a nice noisy tail, reversing a short slice of that tail gives you a smooth suction. If your snare is super tonal or ringy, the reverse might create a pitchy swell that clashes with your track. In that case, you can filter it more aggressively, or even use a separate noisier layer just for the reverse ghost. And here's a really useful mental model. You're not adding another snare, you're adding movement into the snare. All right. Bonus workflow, doing it inside the drum rack, all MIDI. If you want this tidier, duplicate your snare pad chain inside the drum rack. On the duplicate pad, use the same snare in simpler, but hit the reverse option in simpler sample controls. Set it to one shot, then adjust the start point so you're only grabbing the rising part, not the whole thing. Tighten the envelope with a shorter decay or release so it doesn't linger. Now you can sequence the reversed ghost on its own pad, right before the main snare, and keep everything in one MIDI clip. This is great for quick writing. Let's cover common mistakes before we move on. Mistake 1. Too loud. If your reverse ghost is anywhere near the main snare volume, it'll sound like an editing error. Keep it tucked. Mistake 2. Bad alignment. If the reverse ends after the snare transient, it gets flammy and messy. Mistake 3. Too much low end. High pass it. Mistake 4. Oververb. Big tails will smear your transients and DNB drums need clarity. Mistake 5. Overusing it. If you reverse into every snare the whole track, the trick stops feeling special and your snares can lose impact. Use it like seasoning. More on transitions, less on steady sections. Now if you want a heavier, darker vibe, here are a few powerful upgrades. You can add a gate after EQ. Set the threshold so only the strongest part of the reverse comes through. This creates a tight vacuum effect with less tail. You can also sidechain the reverse ghost from the snare. Put a compressor on the reverse track, enable sidechain input from the snare track, and set something like 4 to 1 ratio, fast attack around 1 to 5 milliseconds, and release around 30 to 80 milliseconds. This ducks the reverse right when the snare hits, keeping the snare clean and punchy. And if you want more menace, pitch the reverse down by 3 to 7 semitones, then high pass again so it doesn't muddy the kick and bass. Now let's do a mini practice exercise to make this skill stick. Make a 4-bar loop. The goal is to make the groove pull harder each bar, without changing the main kick and snare pattern. Bar 1. No reverse ghosts at all. That's your baseline. Bar 2. Add a reverse ghost a 16th before the snare on 2 only. Bar 3. Add reverse ghosts before both snares, but keep them quiet. Bar 4. Same as bar 3, but make the reverse before the snare on 4 slightly louder. And if you want a final touch of urgency, add a tiny extra reverse really close, like a 30-second before that last snare. Now do the best test in the world. Mute and unmute the reverse track while it loops. If, when it's on, the beat feels like it rolls faster and leans forward, you nailed it. If it feels cluttered or the snare feels weaker, shorten it, eck it, or duck it. Let's wrap it up. Reversed snare ghosts create momentum by pulling the ear into the snare hit. The keys are timing, ending the reverse right on the snare transient, and level control, keeping it subtle. Talk tools like a Q8, utility, saturator, gate, and sidechain compression will get you to a clean, pro result. Next time you build a DNB drop, try saving the more obvious reverse ghosts for the last bar of a phrase or right before a transition. That's where this trick sounds the most exciting. If you tell me what kind of snare you're using, like bright crack, woody, clap layered, and what subgenre you're aiming for, like liquid, jump up, or neuro, I can suggest the best reverse length and the exact frequency areas to shape so it sits perfectly.